الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أوجدك الله تبارك وتعالى ونمجد الله تعالى. Has the Eternal Lord for making it easy for you and me to observe Salat al-Subh in Jama'ah. May Allah Ta'ala accept it from you and me as an act of ibadah. Our brother and sister Islam, today we can let Ta'ala bring the number 26 days in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ghafarah, month of forgiveness. May Allah Ta'ala grant us mercies and all the sins of the sin of our Islam. Like you know, brothers and sisters, we do things only ta'lim, and Ramadan is getting to end of it. So there is need for us to maybe this morning, inshallah ta'ala, talk maybe with regard to ruling on Zakat al-Fitr. You know, Zakat al-Fitr is essential, isn't it? And it is good that we should know it, especially those of us that maybe are not acquainting ourselves with it. That many a times we keep on confusing ourselves. So there is a need for you to know what is expected of you and what is the stand of Zakat al-Fitr, so that you'll be able to differentiate Zakat al-Fitr and Zakat al-Mal. You know Zakat al-Mal? Zakat al-Mal, it is the annual zakah of your wealth that you give out in order for you to survive. So, by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mercy, you know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has legislated for you at the end of Ramadan, act of worship that increase you in nearness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He has prescribed for you the sadaqah of fitr, that purify the fasting people from the vain speeches and sins, what the obscenity and some kind of error you might have committed during the month of Ramadan. So by giving out Zakat al-Fitr, you are drawing yourself closer and nearer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all of us. He has prescribed for you that sadaqat. Allah has obligated it upon the young, the old, male, female, the free and the slave, provided they are all Muslims. In fact, even a child that is born this morning is also zakatable. If, for example, it is the day, very day of Eid al-Fitr, before you go for Eid and it is inborn into your family that night, it's zakatable, that they have to give zakat on her behalf or on his behalf. May Allah make it easy for you and me. So, it is an obligatory charity of the body to help the poor and the destitute. To help what? The poor and the destitute. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded with Zakat al-Fitr at the end of Ramadan. One sack of dry dick or belly payable to the young and old, free and slave. Abu Dawud narrated the hadith. He commanded that it may be handed out before the people leave for their homes for Eid al-Fitr. It may be what? It should be handed to those in need before Eid al-Fitr Salah. This is what is recorded in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Ibn Abbas said, Allah Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obligated Zakat al-Fitr as a purification for a fasting person from loose talk, indecent speech, and to feed the poor. So the reason for it, the hikmah and the wisdom behind it is one, to purify you from loose talk you talk in the month of Ramadan. Secondly, the indecent speech you make in the month of Ramadan. Thirdly, to also feed the poor in the end of Ramadan when you are celebrating Eid al-Fitr.
Abu Dawud, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. He also said, we used to give 4 cob handful of grains or belly or dates or dry cobs or raisins, table food to preside, is to be given out for zakat al-fitr. A Muslim pay it for himself and those he is responsible for, such as his wife, his children, and others who he is obligated to provide for. It is also recommended to take it on behalf of unborn child. It is recommended. It is not to be paid in food, nor in cash, or in clothes, like some people used to do. It is to be paid in the form of food, not in cash, and not in clothes. You know, some people used to weigh the money, isn't it? They weigh it and say, okay, today is the zakat al-fitr, how much is one robber? And they say, okay, the robber is 1,200 or 1,300 or 1,000 kala. How many robber is enough for people? 2 people, 3 people, 4 people. So they now quantify the money and they will begin to tell people to begin to pay the money. They don't pay the zakat al-fitr in form of monetary form. But if somebody volunteers to assist you, you can send him the money for him to go and buy and to measure it on your behalf. It is allowed in Islam. It is to be given to the poor of the land where he spend his Ramadan. Where he was spend his Ramadan. It is not permitted to send it to another country or another state where you did not spend your Ramadan. Just like the mistakes some people are doing, when they remove their zakah, they will totally take their zakah out of River State, out of Port Harcourt, to people in another state or in another country. Nobody say you should not take zakah out of the state, but the people that are in the state, they should as well benefit from the zakah. Because there are destitute among them, there are poor among them. In fact, scholars are even of the opinion that you cannot take your zakah out of the where you are resident until the people are satisfied. So there's nothing bad if you divide your zakah 50-50, you take maybe half to your hometown to distribute it among your kings, your relatives, or your brothers, or your sisters, or those in need in your community. Then the half of it should be distributed here, where you are staying in River City in Port Harcourt. Or you try and also consider, even though you are living in your state, and you know that people that are living in areas of Niger Delta and River State are more comfortable for you to give your zakat to. Because of what, some of them are weak in iman. You need to make them to be strong. Some of them, their capacity needs to be built so that they can be up and doing. So that the inferiority complex within them will be eradicated by the means of giving zakat to them. Because if you look at this, majority of them who have embraced Islam together with us, they need this and we are all aware of it. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So if there is none on the land that requires the zakat, then you can send it out to another state, another place, another community as a whole. In another word, giving zakat, remember those destitutes within your locality, where you are staying, where I am staying, where he is staying, where she is staying, in that environment. Do you understand me? And some of us who made it as a tradition, we bring our zakat al-fitr to mosque, isn't it? We bring our zakat al-fitr to masjid. Do you understand me? It's very, very important, but the issue is that if there are needy close by you, you can as well extend it to them without bringing it to the mosque, accurately. But bringing it to the mosque is very good also, because the monks also know people that are destitute among the communities of Muslims. So they will be able to distribute it to them as soon as it arrives. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. The time for its distribution begins from the setting of the sun on the night before Eid until the establishment of the Eid prayer. It's also permitted to hasten it before Eid by a day or 2 days before Eid. However, to delay it until the morning of Eid before the Eid prayer is better, and that is what is sunnatic. But it's good that you give it out a day or two before what? Before Eid, so that the person you are giving has a hope that what? He has a food to eat on Saturday. And what am I referring to about the table food? Table food you give out on Saturday or for Eid, for Zakat al-Fitr, should be rice, beans, gari. I think gari is one of the staple foods here. But I don't recommend gari to be given to people for Eid al-Fitr. You know why? Because majority of people cook rice. Majority of people may cook rice and beans together. So you want to give him to be happy. Maybe his name is Brother Musa from the north. Brother Musa from the north, what is gari going to do for him on Saturday? An indigenous Muslim, a rivers man, or a Niger Delta man, if you give him gari on Eid day or before Eid day, he will be happy, because that is what they are stable for. I don't know whether you understand me, but I believe majority of them will love to cook rice on this holiday. But the gari, it will be important for him, because he will eat it maybe a day after Salah or whatever and the rest. The only best food that he will cook on a Saturday that will be first food will be that pounded yam, and that is mixed with plantain and the rest. This is one of their best food. So they will do that on Saturday, which I think is not among the food that is supposed to be given, isn't it? So your staple food is rice, beans, and what? And gari. There is no need of you bringing corn and millet. What will you do with corn and millet? Corn and millet. You drink kunu on Saturday? Abubakar, you take kunu on Saturday, go? I know, no, I called him because I know him as the master of kunu drinker. Like one professor said, he said, we think concern kunu and coasting with the Azumi. What connection do they have? May Allah Ta'ala preserve him for the day. So to delay its payment until after Eid prayer without any excuse is not allowed. You just sit down. Just be a due laziness. He didn't stagger cover. He's lazy until Eid prayer. Until what? Eid prayer without excuse. Excuse, we say, you don't have the money. Is it? It's an excuse, is it? Kasim, you look for money, you could not get money. And you don't want to go and borrow money for you to do the zakat al-fitr. But if you have the heart, you know you are expecting money, you can go and borrow it and do it. Because you know certainly the money will come. I don't know whether you understand me. You know certainly the money will come. So you can go and borrow the money and do it. Because of what? You want the reward. You want your passing to be purified. Like one man used to say that if you don't fast and you don't give the zakat al-fitr, your fasting is hanging. You say your fasting is what? It's hanging like this. There's nothing like your fasting hanging, okay? Your fasting does not hang anywhere. May Allah make it easy for all of us. So in that case, he should still pay it during the day. It is delayed beyond the day of Eid. It is still to be given as atonement. That is qada. That is an atonement. This makes clear that zakat al-fitr must be given by everyone who has the ability and that must be discharged before the Eid prayer. Even if it is by a day or a two, you are allowed to discharge it. Today we are in 26th Kor. Even the scholar say you can give the zakat al-fitr 3 days, 4 days to Eid al-Fitr, so that you want to rest assured, your mind can speak as you want it. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So by the best time to give it is between the setting of the sun on the day, on the night before Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Fitr prayer. The time is allowed for everyone who has an excuse is after Eid prayer until the day ends. After Eid prayer until the day ends, you are allowed to give zakat al-Fitr. Okay, you come back from Eid Salam, and after Eid you can go, and if the money come on the day of Eid, maybe by 2, by 3, by 4, by 5, before the sun sets, you have the means, you can as well what? Give zakat al-Fitr. After that, you cannot give it anymore. But giving it after Eid al-Fitr, it's called what? Qada. It's called a sadaqa. All of it is sadaqa, but it's called what? Qada. That is an atonement. You are paying a debt that you owe. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. The one deserving of zakat al-fitr are same one deserving zakat al-mal. The same ruling, isn't it? Zakat al-mal. Innama sadaqatu lil-fuqara. Innama sadaqatu lil-fuqara. So you can see that innama sadaqatu lil-fuqara والمساقين. Those who people are the ones that are what? That are to be given zakat among the poor, the destitute, and the one to give food of zakat al-fitr directly himself to those in need, or deputize someone on his behalf, or give to those appointed to distribute it, like the way we send it to the masjid to do the zakat al-fitr, or you give it to a particular organizations that are onto that particular distribution of food and items of zakat al-fitr. May Allah make it easy for all of us. The amount is to be given is one sa'a. The sa'a is not available here, but I believe we have it inside here. One sa'a. I disagree with you people using your hands. Do you understand me? Using your hands cannot be equal to the sa'a. It can be equal to the sa'a. And the measurement of the zakat al-fitr, it is incumbent, it is compulsory. That is what the Prophet ﷺ does. Because some people, they are using that means, because my hand is small, one full of my hand, by using your four hands, and you compare, I have weighed it, and I've compared it, and they are not equal. So are we shorting it, or we are increasing it? So certainly we have to measure it. You don't need to reduce it, isn't it? May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So, one sa'a of rice, one sa'a of beans, one sa'a of gari is what is to be given out. That which is stable food according to your areas here, which one is the stable food for us here? I mentioned it earlier, isn't it? Rice, beans, and gari. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. A sa'a is a kilogram, is approximately 3 kilograms. I think this one is okay for you, isn't it? Huh? Approximately, one sa'a is what? 3 kilograms. 3 what? Kg. Now, can your hand, when you weigh your hand, 1, 2, 3. Can it be 4? Can it be up to 3 kilograms? Can he? He cannot. He cannot what? He cannot. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. It is not allowed to pay money to the poor in replacement of food, because the opposite, it opposes what? The text. What is the text? Quran and the Sunnah. The practice of the giving cash to people in other countries because of wanting of the other, somehow it might be allowed because of the situation. But make sure the people utilize the cash, utilize the money and buy the food stores on your behalf and do it. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. As stated previously, four people of your own environment must be giving you zakat al-fitr, as they are the most rightful people, and those eligible to receive must be given food, not cash. If there is no one deserving or poor in your land or in your country or your community, then it can be sent to other place in form of food or money, and then it will be converted to food items. This can be achieved through an appointed people or someone who will purchase the food and pass it to the poor. It is not reported from the Prophet ﷺ nor any of his companions that he ever gave cash as zakat al-fitr to the poor. But I always encourage you, you know, when you give out your zakat al-fitr, I want you, after you have measured your food items, you can also go to the market, buy tomato, you know, buy onion and maggi and oil and what an addendum. Put it inside the victim and give it to him, so that the person what will be happy that maggi is here, oil is here, what again? Onion, pepper is here. Say, mashallah, I put the eye is ready. I, the only thing that you struggle now is what? Is what? Is kerosene, and maybe some meat to garnish it, isn't it? So that's why we want to see we raise money and maybe slaughter a small cow, if Allah will, and distribute it among the poor, as we normally do every year. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So our hope and our intention is to get the money, slaughter cow, distribute it among the orphans, the widows, and the less privileged. And what amazed me the Lord is that those among us that are privileged in our society, they have the means to buy whatever they want to buy, they will be coming and dragging the little one that we are distributing for those who don't have. May Allah make it easy for you and me. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said that cash payment is not to be given as fitr to the poor. It said to him, some people say Umar bin Abdulaziz took it in cash. He replied, they leave the saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and instead they say so and so and say. Indeed, Umar said, Allah Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam obligated one sa'ah of food as zakat al-fitr, not money. Furthermore, brothers of Islam, Allah has legislated for you at the end of this month to make takbirat. To make what? Takbirat at the end of this month. You know, many people are forgetting this. At the end of this month, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it for you, prescribed, legislated for you to make takbirat. From the setting of the sun on the night before Eid until after the performance of Eid prayer. From what time I said? From what time? Setting of the sun until what? After the performance of prayer. Allah the Most High say, وَلْتُكْمِلُ الْإِدَّةَ وَلْتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا هَادَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. This is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says. It says, and that you must magnify Allah. So to say Allahu Akbar, that's what? وَلْتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ وَلْتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا هَادَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So for having guided you, so that you may be grateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The method of saying takbir, Ibn Mas'ud, rahimahullah ta'ala, Ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhum, say on each day, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Ibn Abi Shayban, hadith number 5633, sahih. You can also say Irwaya Gharib of Albani, volume 3, page 125 as well. He mentioned it. So you can see that it is composable. It's related by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Amma mafi lokaci mutane da dama suna mantawa ba sa mai wannan takbirati. Ya zama dole mu yi shi saboda Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ya tamake mu, ya duka lamarin mu, ya bamu lafiya, ya bamu wadata, ya sa abubuwa su tafi lami lafiya lau, ya bamu nasara cikin ayyukan mu na alkhairat. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ya mana jagora. Na'am, you want to ask a question? Na'am. Now, if the one they give them a surplus, they can as well want to get reward also as well, so that they can give it out, isn't it? Yes, if the one they gave them a surplus, they can as well measure on the behalf of themselves to give it out as zakat al-fitr as well. But some people don't do that. You understand me? Some people don't do that. And even if you look at their conditions of some of them, not to even give it out, I think sometimes somehow like better for them. Because it could be that they will not be able to get the food to eat, even on that day. So the best thing is that somebody gave you a zakat al-fitr for his family. And maybe there are three in number or four in number. And he is also in his own family are four in number. I don't know whether you get me. So what did he do? So the best thing is for him to cook the food and eat. Isn't it? Or he may decide to take 2 hours of it so that for himself and for his wife. Then the remaining other 2 kids, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it's beyond his capacity. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Naam, Abu, you raise hand. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Yeah. You don't
find out the measuring
code. You see, it is because our problem is that most of the time our Muslim brothers and sisters are not conscious of their religion. These are things that ordinarily our homes and our families would have that measurement in our house. I can remember maybe tomorrow or next people will be coming and be borrowing the one from the mosque. A year in, a year out. And they have the opportunity to buy. And it's not much. And some of the people that went for hire several times. And it's there. And it's not too expensive. And if you go to the mosque, they are there. And there is one that they locally made here that people are using, which I think I have not measured it to see its equivalent, whether they are the same or not. But from what I had and what I saw and what I have experienced, your hand cannot be equal to the mood for the to the time. Your hand cannot be equal. Do you understand? Your hands are not equal to the time. Though people are saying that you use your hand. But the, in the case of necessity, you know necessity? One would say necessity, it has no law. So in the case of necessity, you could not find any way to get that sa'ah, then use your hand and make use of it. But it should not be a yardstick of you to keep on using your hand to measure it. Go and get the sa'ah. Buy it and keep it so that you'll be using it. And there's no how, you will not wait. You say that you're living in the environment where you will not find that sa'ah. No, it will not be easy. Except you are living, you only you are living in that community and there are no Muslims, there is no masjid around you. Isn't it? And even if it will take you from here to go to Toba, to go and get the sa'ah, it's very close to you as well. Except if it will take you from here to somewhere like Wari or Baaza or in Aba or in Akwa Ibom, then we'll say it's far from you. But if it's within Port Harcourt, Okrika, Eleme, Calabar, Degema, you go there and collect it and make use of it. Or take your zakat al-fitr there, you measure it there, and you bring your team back and give it out to whoever you want to give. Isn't it? If you suffer that one time, next time you will buy your own and keep. You know, people want to be flexible. They want a very flexible what? Fatawa. So they want a way that they will pick at it. Somebody has heard me saying that you don't use your hands, isn't it? So you quickly ask the question, what of you didn't see? So they're not okay, use your hand. You will not use your hand. Go and get it. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all. May Allah strengthen our faith in you now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.